This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There's a garden in South Paris, Maine. It's called the McLaughlin Garden, named after Bernard McLaughlin, the man who tended it for nearly 60 of his 97 years. The future of the garden became uncertain when Mr. McLaughlin died in 1995. A foundation was formed to preserve the property, but money ran short. Last year, fans of the McLaughlin Garden took what some would consider drastic measures. Others would call it just natural, even beautiful. Here to talk about that with us is Lee Dassler, director of the garden. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott. It's wonderful to be with you.
And what did you do to try and secure the funds to keep the garden going?
Well, we decided to create a naked calendar last year. We had at that point a $155,000 mortgage, and this seemed to be a way we could pay off that debt quickly.
I am certain, sight unseen, that South Paris is a wonderful community. But I'm also just betting that culturally, South Paris is not Paris, France, if you catch my drift.
It's not. And this was probably the thing that worried us the most. What would this be like in a community of 5,000 people for a nonprofit organization to put out such a calendar? Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure it was very tastefully done. I think we succeeded in that. But having said that, one of our first visitors when the news of the calendar was made public was the South Paris Police Department. And they came to our barn door with the Class E criminal code, suggesting that we may have violated some criminal codes on exposure and pornography.
Oh, my word.
So we had to talk them through the process of how we'd taken the photographs and actually show them the calendar. They hadn't seen one before.
And I mean, we should explain people like hold shovels or shears, even a wheelbarrow in front of all the strategic spots.
Right. There's always a politic plant involved. I think in the totality of the calendar, you see six belly buttons.
Forgive me, but Maine can get a little cold, can't it?
We took the photographs early mornings between 7 and 8 in the morning in May and June. And unfortunately, Maine is still pretty cold at that point. So some of the photographs were taken in about 40-degree weather. It was uncomfortable.
Now, what have sales been like? I almost said, have sales been brisk?
We have grossed over $100,000. I mean, that's really amazing for a small garden in western Maine. We're just thrilled with this. The other part is that the sales also represent outreach. We now have people all over the United States and all over the world who have purchased calendars that know about the McLaughlin Garden. Mm-hmm. And hopefully when they come and visit Maine, they will come to South Paris and see this gorgeous garden.
Ms. Dassler, you're in this calendar?
I am. I'm November.
Let me take a look. Well, you're a very striking woman, Ms. Dassler. Mercy. So have you run into people who you haven't seen since they've seen you in the calendar and make some kind of remark, I'm sure, that far less gentlemanly than anything I'd observe, meeting you in the flesh? In person.
I haven't had that experience, but I did send the calendar to several former boyfriends and have not heard a word. So I'm a little concerned about that.
They're probably looking for their name tattooed on your shoulder or something. Or perhaps a tattoo that says Born to Grow.
There you go.
Ms. Dassler, awfully nice talking to you.
Wonderful to speak with you, Scott.
Lee Dassler is director of the McLaughlin Garden in South Paris, Maine. For more information about the calendar, including nude pictures, I've always wanted to say this, for more nude pictures, come to our website, npr.org.